This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the interest of time, I'm not going to play the so-called Surgeon General in the clip I have. It's right here. Maybe I should play it. Saying, oh, learned immunity, natural immunity is not as good as this Pfizer shot, when on record, all the literature shows this is terrible, lowers your immunity long term, doesn't protect you, is a fraud, and that learned immunity is the gold standard. And that now these Pfizer shots, Moderna shots, actually attack your white blood cells, your killer white blood cells. I mean, this is just amazing. And what happens when they turn those off? White blood cells, killer white blood cells, go around eating cancer. And what do your lymph nodes do? They grab cancer, they take it to it, they get rid of it. That's like an execution depot. You turn those off, suddenly there's a jailbreak, the cancer takes over. That's a layman's term of putting it. And then, you know, then you're Roger Stone's wife. Take the Pfizer shot and the cancer 2 weeks later. Very sad. So here's Dr. Harvey Reich talking about natural immunity.
Yeah, I had to bring you guys on for this because I think I had 5 or 6 emails in the course of one hour, I don't know what was going on this weekend, about the Lambda variant, so I had to get your take on that. All right, I want, Dr. Risch, you to respond to what we heard from Biden's Surgeon General today on my favorite topic, natural immunity.
We are seeing more and more data that tells us that while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine, especially with the Delta variant, which is the hardiest and most contagious variant we've seen to date. We need all the protection that we can get. That's why the vaccines are so effective.
Dr. Risch, really?
Well, really not. This is contrary to 50 years of virology and vaccinology. The vaccine, of course, if you give a strong enough vaccine, you can make antibodies at almost any level you want. But that's not immunity. Immunity is how the person responds to an infection. And natural immunity is much stronger and much broader and much deeper and much longer lasting than vaccine immunity. And we have over and over now data showing how long natural immunity, having had COVID immunity, survives and lasts compared to the 3 to 5 or 6 months of vaccine immunity before you need booster after booster after booster.
And that's a Yale epidemiology professor, one of the most respected in the world. Here's another respected doctor, Dr. Taryn Clark, on the biggest false flag, the biggest red flag you see from Big Pharma.
I want to show you a couple of these and tell you that your biggest red flag for propaganda from public health is experts say. They're not saying the data shows. They're not saying the study shows. They say experts say. And so as we read this, this is a tweet from the CDC. Pregnant? You may discuss COVID-19 vaccines with your doctor, but it's not required before vaccination. While studies have not yet been done, experts believe mRNA vaccines like COVID-19 vaccines are unlikely to pose a risk for hashtag pregnant people. If I recommend that a pregnant woman takes vitamin D, I have her ask her obstetrician. We don't put anything in a pregnant woman's body without asking their obstetrician. And here you have the CDC basically saying, you don't really need to talk to your doctor. And some mysterious expert says, no studies, but we say it's okay. I wonder if I were a pregnant woman, I would be thinking, can I talk to this expert? Can I ask them my questions about this vaccine? Should I sue them if I have a side effect? It's on and on. Here's another one. I've already had COVID-19, so I don't need to be vaccinated. This is a myth, according to public health. Doctors know this is a fact. We have a broad and durable immune response to COVID, and there are multiple studies that document that we do not need to be vaccinated. And yet we have these statements. You should still get vaccinated, health experts say.
This is corporations creating a new dark age, erasing all the science, saying their science. When somebody says, hey, don't talk about your doctor, just take this. You know, all literature says pregnant women shouldn't take any of this stuff. Oh, hey. you can trust us, even though you've got immunity, you need to take another shot. Even though all the literature says, all the science shows, all the studies show, you've had COVID and you take a vaccine, it can kill you in anaphylactic shock. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, we are back live thanks to you. You are the gravity that holds us in the sky. It is your will which empowers InfoWars, and that's why from the bottom of my heart, I salute all of you of every race, color, and creed that have red blood, that love liberty and justice and love God. I stand with you now, tomorrow, and forever. Thank you again for joining us on this live August 18th transmission. We have Mike Lindell joining us coming up in the third hour. I want to open the phones up again some this hour, but I only want to take about 10 calls because I don't want to leave people on hold next hour when Mike Lindell's on. So we're going to put 10 calls on the board, and then we're going to go to your calls before this hour ends and cover a lot of news. The toll-free number, I want to get your take on the Afghan situation, the China situation, China threatening to invade Taiwan, saying America's weak, why the globalists have done this, where you see it going, 25th Amendment, the targeting of our children with these poisonous injections, what is your line in the sand, what are you doing to fight these tyrants? There's also all these amazing videos of people waking up and confronting the globalists, a lot of exciting things happening, a lot of scary things, but man, we are here in the middle of it. I know why a lot of people see this stuff going on and decide to live in denial. I kind of want to myself. I mean, I've known this was coming forever. But I personally am the type of person that, I'll just be honest with listeners, and I know you're going through a lot because I'm going through a lot too. I mean, processing this, processing what we're up against is something that we got to reach out to God, give it to God, talk to God, and just make it through it and realize the enemy is counting on us getting depressed. The enemy's counting on us getting angry. They're counting on us lashing out stupidly or giving up. And we're not going to do that for the children. We're going to get even more hardcore, more focused, more dedicated. We're going to speak out and expose their agenda and block their agenda through civil disobedience every damn way we can. When I'm pointing my finger at you telling you that, I got 3 more pointed back at me because at a gut level, watching them do this, physically, I'm ready to fight. And, that we have to understand that we are an advanced species and advanced creatures, and that the enemy has set this up where they want a physical conflict in the paradigm they're in right now. And they can definitely use that in the United States to accelerate China's takeover of the planet. And that's exactly what China is planning, is a civil war here in America. So even though every indicator is we need that physical civil war, you have to understand it's part of a larger plan where, yeah, once the idiot leadership of the military has been rolled up and once the corrupt people at the top of the Justice Department have been dealt with, the country will be so badly damaged and in such a bad position that it will take decades to reconstitute the republic. And by then, the globalists would have fully taken over the planet with economic warfare and other things. So we're in a Hobson's choice. We're in a catch-22. We're in a real paradox here. And we've got to figure the way out of this. The only way to do it is discernment, getting on our knees to God. You know, I've been playing this clip the last few weeks on air quite a bit. Don Jr. put out a video that's only a minute long called Worse Than Saigon that just illustrates what's happening. But why would it be done so perfectly bad? But we know why. We're going to talk about it in a moment, but here it is.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy in the, of the United States from Afghanistan.
Helicopters and black smoke visible. American diplomats, including the ambassador, evacuated to the airport. At least 500 staff leaving the country so far. The embassy shuttered, the flag coming down.
The evacuation of Americans is continuing tonight, but it has been interrupted by sporadic gunfire. The embassy telling Americans to shelter in place.
Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your calls are coming up bottom of the hour. And I don't want to gonzo journalism, write ourselves in the story, but we are, all of us, part of the story, aren't we? Questions swirl over why Twitter gives Taliban a platform while banning American dissidents. Paul Joseph Watson wrote the article, and it's got tweets in here by a lot of folks, like Mike Cernovich and others, asking, why is Alex Jones, who's an American, banned? And why is Joe Rogan called a traitor for having a, quote, insurrectionist on when he interviews Alex Jones, but meanwhile real terrorists officially have their Twitter account? And I don't think Mike Cernovich or myself are calling for censoring the Taliban. I want to actually hear what they have to say. I want a dialogue with anybody. I think... speech is there. The devil has his speech. God's people have theirs. And the real author of censorship is anything satanic. And the Taliban responded to all the challenges. Well, why is President Trump banned? And why is Alex Jones banned off Twitter, but you're not? And, of course, then they were also being criticized. Another press release clip will play. They were being criticized. They were saying, why are you censoring? And they said, well, you censor too. And Tucker Carlson had a great point a few nights ago. The left's toppling statues. The left's making us all wear hijabs over our face. We know they've had a love affair with radical Islam. We know they helped put the Arab Spring in power all over the world. Libya, Syria. They tried to take over Iraq, Egypt, areas of Africa. And so we know Obama and the left and the Muslim Brotherhood are double-teaming the West, basically. And that they didn't want, once the U.S. pulled out, the $2.2 trillion had been spent, to actually hand it over to a legitimate government. They wanted destabilization. Just like the West and Zbigniew Brzezinski set up the Taliban in the 1970s for the Mujahideen War. And just like they were protected in 2001 and 30-something thousand were flown out in the airlift of evil by the U.S. military to Pakistan. It's the same story over and over again. It's not that the Taliban works for the U.S. government. It works for the globalists, and they know it. That's why they're so arrogant. So here is the spokesperson of the Taliban talking about Western censorship legitimizing his censorship.
This question should be asked to those people who are claiming to be promoters of freedom of speech, who do not allow publication of all information. I can ask Facebook company. This question should be asked to them.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The left loves authoritarianism. And Tucker Carlson had an excellent piece. I don't know if it was two nights ago or last night, because I was just watching him online this morning when I was up at like 5 a.m. But he made the point about the left's religion and trillions spent in Afghanistan to try to teach the Afghan villages that men can have babies. And it was internal CIA reports saying this makes them rebel more. Why are we doing this? They know it's not true. But it was all the leftist attempt to make them mentally ill like us and break them down. They don't teach all the transgenderism and all this because they really believe it. They're doing it as a poison to sabotage the culture. That's why Communist China bans all the George Soros stuff in their country. They want men and women together. They put homosexuals in prison in China. And I'm not defending that. My point is that they say that's not allowed here. We're strong. They want to be like the 1950s United States because they know that's a strong system. Not all the things we're taught here are to implode us and destroy us because multinational banks own our government and they want to consolidate, implode the government and take full control of it. They want the political class that's offshore to get rid of the middle class. And so now they're branding a middle class as white and racist. Even though the richest people in the world, according to the average income, are Asians in the United States, the top nine groups with the most money are Asian. It doesn't matter. Everybody has a right to try to develop wealth. But the ultra super rich are offshore and they're at war with the free market economy. They want a vertical integration. All right. I see the phones loading up. Your call's coming up. I'll get more into China's threat to invade Taiwan on the back of what Biden just did in Afghanistan and more. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, this is a fight between good and evil. It's about global domination. And the controllers of the planet, the dominant corporations, they don't want a powerful nation state. They don't want one that has private property and the Second Amendment. So the United States is being maneuvered towards collapse. We're being told by our leaders we shouldn't even exist, that we're a shameful place, our borders are wide open. We're supposed to pay for the whole world. We're supposed to have all these Afghan refugees come here. And they don't care if Biden's approval rating falls because he's just a puppet they can replace anytime they want. Biden approval falls below 50% for first time in poll averages amid Afghanistan chaos. The polls are all fake to begin with. He's been hated the whole time. He's something they installed. Taliban tells Joe Biden to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Again, putting it in our face. After Kabul, China exploits preparations of American weakness or perceptions of American weakness. China urges U.S. to cut official contact and military connection to Taiwan, even though we have a treaty with them. And then I've got the article put out by the People's Daily. Chinese state media outlet says U.S. will abandon Taiwan, too, once a war breaks out. And they say in the article, a war is going to be breaking out. Here it is in English. From the Global Times of China, the official Communist Party spokesperson, mouthpiece. And you got to read this article for yourself. I mean, it is bad how America's done. America's over. It's going to abandon Taiwan and Hong Kong. The Chinese are getting ready to invade, they say, and everybody better just give up. And basically threatens Japan as well. Haven't seen stuff like this since World War II, and they've got nuclear weapons and say they're willing to use it, continuing back with Afghanistan that signaled U.S. weakness. They could have controlled the roads. They could have held the Taliban back. They could have put them on a timetable that Trump had. All that was thrown out the window. They were told, just do what you want. They wouldn't have got on those highways and driven in there in 5-mile, 10-mile long convoys unless they knew they were going to be allowed to take over. This was a deal set up just like we saw the Arab Spring funded by Biden and Obama then. To overthrow our allies, to overthrow people that were pro-Christian, to kill people, to blow up churches en masse. All over the Middle East, the same operation. Diplomat, not even tanks can stop large wave of Afghan refugees heading to Europe, 4 to 5 million. Insanity, UNICEF, that's the UN, is taking the Taliban at face value on promise of a program to educate women and girls. Oh, yeah, they're really going to educate them, all right. At least they won't let men in their bathrooms, though, or say that men can have babies. I mean, I don't know what's worse. If you look who they're flying over here, though, it's almost all military-age men. I'll say this about the old Islamics. When you look at who's fleeing the country, it's not they're not even letting the women on the planes. It's men first, screw the women and children. Quite literally over in Afghanistan, I mean, pedophilia is a national pastime over there. That's why the left likes them so much. Unbelievable. Taliban troll Biden on Twitter by posing with ice cream. That's right. They've got ice cream stands now that $2.2 trillion was dumped into the country. They'll loot it back to the Stone Age quicker enough. But there they are with their ice creams saying, look, we're nice, too. We've got ice cream. Because that's the whole message. If you've got ice cream, well, you're not a bad person. So you got to be nice to Taliban now. After all, they've got ice cream. Meanwhile, Joe Biden takes 9 vacations the last few months. So that's where we are on that front. I want to take your phone calls from Zach and Carlos and Jose and Corey and Matthew and Sue and Brian and Kim and Robert and John. We'll get to every one of you before this hour ends and Mike Lindell joins us. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos in Texas. Carlos, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'd like to start by saying I love Secret 12. I still got some blue bottles that you used to sell back in the day that you had to stop selling about a year ago, but I bought about a lifetime supply of it to support the InfoWar.
Thank you, brother. We couldn't fund our operation without you.
Yes, sir. Well, Alex, after everything I've heard on your show, I had to put my mom in the hospital. She needed oxygen, and I was afraid to take her to the hospital. I didn't know what to do. I took her to the first hospital, and they wanted to push the vaccine on her right off the bat. Are you vaccinated? Why aren't you vaccinated? You need to get vaccinated. And my mom didn't feel comfortable being there, so I had to take her to another hospital where they wouldn't push the vaccine on her anymore. So it was very difficult.
Well, first off, brother, you know that's not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug, and they've run off all the nurses and doctors that said no to it, so they've got a bunch of cult members. How is your mother doing now?
Well, we're able to get her to one of the good hospitals. I don't want to say the name, but there's only two hospitals where people make it out alive in Houston. There's only two. And there, as you know, there's a whole bunch of them. She's on oxygen. She's having pulmonary treatments right now. The one thing that they didn't tell us is they gave her remdesivir, and I've read all the papers on remdesivir, and I'm going to have to find a way to detox her from all that crap they put in her. So,
I was about to say, that's what Fauci recommends when remdesivir has like an 8% success rate compared to hydroxychloroquine and all the other things that have like 98% success. Yeah, that's just amazing. Yeah, these hospitals are really dangerous, scary places now because they're corporate, basically meat factories. They're like meat packing facilities.
Yes, sir. Now the one thing that came out good is I was back home just like the way you're doing with your parents. I tried to nurse my mom back to health. I couldn't because I didn't have everything that they have at the hospital. But my dad, after 7 days of ivermectin, budesonide, azithromycin, and clarithromycin, COVID-free in 7 days. I didn't need anything else. He was taking zinc. I made him take vitamin D3. And you need to make a quinine supplement, too.
I totally agree. Carlos, God bless you. And look, the moral of the story here is the system is corporate run. They're going to send a message down that is going to cause as much death as possible because that's their mission. The average nurse, the average doctor just follows orders now. And it's a scary thing to realize that we've gotten to this point, but it's because we've been asleep at the switch here. We've been absolutely asleep at the switch. And that's why you've got to be the people that wake folks up. If you're listening right now, you realize the responsibility you've got. I mean that in a respectful way. I realize my responsibility. You think I want to talk at a checkout counter when I see a bunch of little kids with double masks on? No, I got stuff to do. But I say, hey, I care about you and your family. Double masking, that's causing pneumonia. Look up the studies. Look up other diseases spiking in children because of the mask. And I just do it everywhere because I have a responsibility. So you have a responsibility, and it's going to change the world to tell folks about, hey, that forbidden show, Alex Jones, you've heard he's been demonized? You ought to hear what he's talking about. You ought to hear the guests he's got. You ought to hear the callers he's got. Wow, freeworldnews.tv. Maybe write it down on a piece of paper for him or tell him, you know, Infowars.com. And that's the chain reaction. And say, listen, if you get helped by the information there, share the URL with others and tell them to share it. And then if we do that simple human thing of human intelligence, we can override the entire globalist operation. All right, we're going to come right back and go to Zach in Colorado and many others. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's News Today, our backup site, newswars.com, and, of course, the big video site, band.video. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula,
this is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. Just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture. Not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals. And the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Through your calls right now. Let's go ahead and go to Zach in Colorado. Zach, welcome.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yeah, sure am.
Hey, Alex, good calling in. We spoke once before, probably about a year ago or so, talking about vaccines. I'm completely unvaccinated, but just also wanted to give a quick plug if I could. Love all your products. Probably the two favorites that I got right now that I'm using almost every day is the B12 and also the X2. And kind of the best thing I could say about the X2 is, if you look on the label, I don't know if I'm letting the secret out of the bag, but serving size is one drop, not a drop or one drop, and there's 600 servings in a bottle. So I don't know anything else that's that good for you and that good of a deal that you can get 600 of anything for that price.
Oh, I appreciate your support.
Really enjoying it. But hey, why I called in, I think it was Harrison just yesterday or 2 days ago, said, what's your guys' predictions for the end of the Biden administration? And honestly, I see it ending as a false flag assassination. He has so much egg on his face with everything going on, especially Afghanistan now. And he's just on vacation. I mean, what's stopping them from one day the news headlines are, oh, Biden was poisoned, and we hadn't even seen him in over a week. So just
no, I agree with you. Things are so crazy, and they want to discredit and collapse America on the world scene so China can take over. I think anything's in the cards. Great point, Zach. Thank you for the call. Moving quick to get to everybody. Let's go to Corey in Florida. Corey, you're on the air.
How are you?
I'm good, brother. Go ahead.
Afghanistan is the distraction. We have to ask ourselves, cui bono, who benefits from this the most? And that would be deep state in China. They are in a hole that they've dug themselves into, and they need a distraction, and they need one bad. This is going to clog the news cycles for weeks. And what does that distract us from? What are we not talking about then?
Well, we're not talking about the global forced inoculations. We're not talking about China trying to take over the planet. I mean, what else?
No, we're just not talking about forced inoculations. We're not talking about all of that. We're not talking about election fraud. We're not talking about, you know, again, you're having Mr. Lindell come on. Again, this man is a saint. He has done a lot for this country in the world, and I hope that he is recognized. They're going to try to get rid of Biden. They need to get rid of him, and that's also part of this. It's a multifaceted issue. China's going to get involved in this. This will escalate in order to make Biden look bad and to get us into a large distraction from the main issues.
Absolutely. Let China take Taiwan, blame it on Biden, then a 25th Amendment Biden, and then Kamala Harris comes in.
Let China take the deep earth minerals from Afghanistan. They've already been speaking with them, making it worse. They want to put a highway in there. It's all part of their plan. This is all contrived. It's all been planned. It's not inadvertent. These usurpations and intimidations are not a mistake. They are deliberate.
All right. Another amazing point. Anything else? All right, there goes Corey. All right, let's keep going with these amazing callers. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Go ahead, Robert.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Georgetown, Texas. Conservative area. Yeah. They vote Biden. But hello?
You guys do this thing when you get on air, you go, hello. I'm here, man.
No, I'm doing it. I got a phone call coming in from a student that just got pulled out.
It's okay. We love you. We want to talk. Robert, we want to talk to you.
In school district, Westlake, they're having problems on the fake mask thing. You can look it up. A couple, they're French. A libtard went and made it like it was an assault. It's what they did. They've known each other for years, and she pulled the person's mask down to give him the kiss on the cheeks. No big deal.
Yeah, I saw that. So they're French. They knew the lady. They kissed her on the cheek as a joke, and she libtarded out and turned on them just to say she was assaulted. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just got done talking with the people. But anyway.
Well, tell me, that's big news, Robert. Are you a lawyer or something?
No, I got a seventh-grade education.
I'm trying to figure out why you're talking to the people that are in legal trouble for pulling the mask down. Just go ahead.
Oh, I'm not I just heard about the story today talking to somebody that knows them. But Gateway College Prep up here in Georgetown, you know how conservative that is? My son's math teacher in seventh grade is going to segregate. All heck is breaking loose right now.
Oh, yeah, the left is creating total racial division. All over the country, they're separating black from white. This is just incredible. These people, it's a total psychological war, and we just grovel. They go, oh, we're anti-racist. We're going to segregate blacks to teach you how bad whites are, and then segregate whites to teach you how bad you are. Screw these people.
No, I wish I could put you on speaker and read what I sent off to the email, but I asked the principal because I pinned them all down today because my son's second day of school over here at Gateway. And I said, what are you going to do with Seth? He's a freaking mutt. He's black, Hispanic, and white. Are we going to, what superior race is he right now?
Wow. So you're saying Georgetown schools north of Austin are segregating people according to race. Thanks for the call. And nothing surprises me more. It's happening all over the country. But, folks, they're castrating seven-year-old boys in America. I mean, this is just a cult. We must fight racism. Now segregate people. And we just keep growling to the left. So that's why this keeps getting worse. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alec. I was calling in. You've been talking a lot about the crayon shedding, and that's kind of been waving like a big red flag to me. You seem to kind of brush over it to a small extent, but it seems like without getting the vaccine, then it seems that we may be at risk of inherently getting what the people from the vaccine are getting. And I wanted to hear what, you know, your sources are saying of the serious implications of that.
Well, my sources are the actual thousands of studies and scientific documents I've read. So the so-called shot you're given, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca, or any of the others, Johnson & Johnson, they don't protect you. It has nothing to do with that, never did. That's why they tell you it doesn't protect you now. And they go, oh, the variant is why you're getting sick. But then the variant has been created in the body of the people that took it. So this is not even a vaccine. This is a mRNA gene therapy program, which then lowers your normal body's immune system, your white blood cells, so that you become an invalid.
So the gene therapy, people are getting this. It's incubating in the body. And then your sources, of course, like well-respected doctors across the world are saying that it's incubating in the body and then shedding out of the body and then coming to other people. So I was curious, what are the implications of those that are shedding coming into the body of...
Yeah, sure. Can we get an inoculation to stop from the viral shedding? And that's what they're doing. No, they're saying, we're going to inject people, they're going to create new viruses, then we're going to give you new injections to stop those viruses, and then that will cause more mutations because these aren't regular attenuated vaccines. Attenuated tetanus, attenuated bacteria, attenuated viruses, where your body learns what it is and learns to defeat it without it replicating. That's not what this is, sir. This is a program that goes in and has your body create this spike protein forevermore. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. So I'm just curious, should we be concerned on a high level of being around people who are shedding these?
Half the public took it. I mean, that horse left the barn a long time ago. That's exactly what we're talking about, Matthew. I appreciate your call. That is exactly what we're talking about, Matthew, is that this is a big trap. That's why they put out the vaccine cards a year ago with five vaccines on them. That's why Bill Gates said a year and a half ago, you will, or more than that, he said, you will have boosters. This has all been planned. It's all been planned out. And it's not just about poisoning the population. It's also about controlling us, tracking us, dividing us. It's just a nightmare plan. And now we're all distracted from globalism. And now they're raping us and our borders are wide open. We're going bankrupt because we're busy trying to just be able to be an essential business or have a special pass on our phones. We can go to a restaurant or go to the mall. I mean, we're off a cliff right now. We're in to the tyranny now. And it only gets worse submitting to it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in the clown.
All right, Jose in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on live here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us.
Alex Jones, man. I'm not even about to ask how you're doing because I'm pretty sure you're frustrated right now and annoyed. But the reason why I'm calling in is because I wanted you to explain to me a little more so I could understand why are so many people right now, and it seems like it's the right, going after Joe Biden now. And I'm not defending that man, but they're going after Joe Biden now for doing what they were begging Trump to do back then, to withdraw the troops.
No, so I totally agree. And Ron Paul wrote an article about it. We posted it. They're doing cheap shots on Biden because that's the military-industrial complex that didn't like Trump either. They've gotten rid of Trump. Biden got set up by his advisors and believed that the withdrawal was all going to be handled. That's why he said that back in July. Everything's handled. It's going to be great. And then basically his own people set him up. I don't like Joe Biden, but you're absolutely right. He was set up. And so to just blame Joe Biden's not good. And I hope, tuning into the show, sir, you've picked up on the fact I've made that point.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One more thing before you let me go. you need to go back on Joe Rogan, man. You and Eddie Bravo need to go back on Joe Rogan. That was the best podcast I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, Joe knows that. You know, I had dinner with Joe like a month ago, and I brought up, I said, you ought to have me back on. He goes, oh, Alex, you're just, you know, got so many new people interview. And so most people have only been on his show, unless it's like Joey Diaz has been on 50 times, three times. So I would love to go back on with Joe. He gets lobbied to do it all the time. It'd probably get 50 million views. So I hear you, brother. Thank you, Jose. Yeah, that's a very complex issue about it's fun to bash Joe Biden, and he was a puppet. He did steal the election. But he was put there because he's weak by the real enemy behind the scenes. So anytime you're bashing Biden, you're like basically beating up a geriatric person in a nursing home. I mean, that's why they put him in there, so they could have him take the blame. That's been the point the whole time. All right. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and go to Kim in Vegas. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
So I have two vaccine-injured grandchildren from normal vaccines, and now from the COVID vaccines, we've lost two family members.
Wow.
We've got one that if he makes it to Christmas, I would actually be surprised, because I'm sure that his doctors are going to convince him to take that third booster. And, you know, he's already had heart problems, blood clot problems. So, but my question is, we now actually, my daughter, my mother-in-law, and her husband have not taken the vaccine, but now they've gotten the new variant. So my question is that if you could do some research, the people who are getting sick from the vaccinated, are they going to start producing the spike protein as well?
That's a great question. We're going to get some scientists and medical doctors on to look at that. But I think the preliminary evidence says yes. And again, even Drudge Report, great. I hope Matt Drudge is back running Drudge Report. Whatever's been going on over there, it's been a little bit better lately. Has a proper headline, a reality-based headline. Boosters in September, vaccines declining effectiveness against infection. Is it ever going to end? No, because the vaccines create new variants, and that's in the major studies. And so it's not designed to end. It's a takeover plan. Kim, anything else?
I have another question for you because I'm having a hard time finding some research on it. I was sent a TikTok video yesterday from a gentleman named Combine Brian, and it sounds like the government is taking over his combining business to mow over people's crops, and information I got from somebody else saying that they've been told to destroy part of their crops, and if they don't do it, then somebody's spraying their fields with Agent Orange to destroy their crops. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't, but I mean, there's a demoralization project happening to shut the country down. I know the federal government has paid farmers not to produce before, but send all that to showtips@infowars.com. Thank you so much. Who knows? Things are so crazy now, it might be true. I'll look into it. Haven't heard of that. Great questions. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go to Sue in Florida. Sue's up next. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to speak with you. First, I want to plug your X2. Excellent, excellent product. All of your supplements are good, but your X2 is fabulous. The reason I'm calling is I recently resigned from my job because we were told that we needed to have the vaccine. And if we didn't have the vaccine, we would have to get tested weekly at our own expense. And I'm like, well, you know, that's not happening. So, no big deal.
you know, I go for a job interview. And, of course, they asked me why I left my previous job, and I told them, and I said, well, we're considering mandating it here also. Now, we'll pay for the test, but I'm thinking, you know, this is Florida. And, you know, I didn't really think we were going to have this much problem in Florida.
No, it's everywhere. There's nowhere to run. We've got to face it. And, again, the PCR test that they're still using is 100% fraudulent. It's all a scam. It's all lawyers and companies virtue signaling. And because the lawyers and the companies don't want to get sued, we're going to lose everything anyways to a societal collapse. That's what people have to understand. This is designed to collapse industry and collapse small business that is the heart of the engine of our economy. And so people have to start saying no to the conflict avoidance and the liability avoidance of lawyers, because they're using that to walk everyone into this. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I had. It's just very discouraging. But, I know you're right. We do. We have to say no. So.
Well, here's the deal. I'm sorry you left one job because of this. Now the next one wants it. A lot of it is get the job there and just try to educate the boss about it. And then let them fire you over it, then sue them. Because the idea that it's one thing to mandate a regular vaccine that's approved that already has problems. Okay. This is an experimental gene therapy that they skipped animal trials on. So they could get away with what they're doing now. I mean, this was all premeditated. And it's a big thing that Trump got suckered into. One of the only big weak parts of Trump is that he bought into this. But I get why he did. They were holding the economy hostage. He wanted to get the vaccine out, get us going. But it's not a vaccine, Sue. Thank you, Sue, for the call. All right. That's why I'm not mad at the crew. They're doing a great job. But I said only take 10 calls so that I will just go to 10 calls this hour. And not leave people hanging out there not getting on air. But I got lost in translation. And so I've got Charlie and Randy and Brian and Barry and John. And I've got Mike Lindell coming up to talk about election fraud and what they've discovered and what's coming up next. I'm really excited about this interview. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back for a few minutes and take a few more of these calls. And then I guess if you're still there after Lindell leaves, we'll finish up with you. I really want to hear from you. I just don't want to disrespect callers. We have 20 phone lines. That's why I want to start limiting to 10, so we break the cycle of making folks sit on hold. But I guess karmically, that is not going to be broken. Separately, today is the last day. Yesterday was going to be the last day, but today is the last day because we haven't got new sales up yet. For Deep Earth Crystal Iodine X2, we're 50% off. And for the privacy pouches, 50% off 11 free bumper stickers with it at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have InfoWarsPhone.com. When the cell towers go down, along with power failure, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everything you say. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in the extreme remote location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone for only $99.95 per month. That's 150 minutes per month. They roll over if you don't use them. Plus, all phone calls to you are free from any type of phone. No extra charge for those. Car antennas and home antennas are also available to work inside your car or home with a satellite phone. Stay in touch with loved ones and don't get tracked and traced during any national emergency or globalist takeover, like the UN takeover we're having now. InfoWarsStore.com does not have it, but InfoWarsPhone.com does. That's where you go exclusively. Or 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. InfoWarsPhone.com.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.